Under the sheets, my body itches. No respite, not even on Friday. I try to concentrate on something other than my thighs and arms. I close my eyes and replay the film of our week. I stop at certain scenes, zoom in on interesting moments. I try to understand. I don't reach any definitive conclusions because everything depends on the level of magnification with which I observe and analyze our relationship. Everything depends on the romantic microscope. On the scale of years, we share a beautiful love story. Over the course of 15 years, there's been a marriage, a house, two children. Satisfying. On the scale of months, the landscape remains luminous. There is no month without a moment just for the two of us, without us making love, without tender words and a gift from him. On the scale of the week, the sky remains more or less clear. Not a week without an affectionate gesture, a sweet remark, or a deep conversation. On the scale of the day or the hour, the romantic weather darkens. On this scale, I can detect all the ways he's distancing himself, all of his oversights. On this scale, I pick up on all the words he doesn't say and all the times he doesn't look me in the eyes. But it's at the scale of the minutes that the situation becomes unbearable. Let's take Wednesday nights, for example. The children had gone to bed, and we were watching a movie on the sofa. My husband didn't take my hand, even though I placed mine right on my thigh. Then I slid my hand under his. He didn't react. A few minutes later, he changed position, let go of my hand, and didn't reach for it again. When I zoom in on that minute, it's clear to me that my husband doesn't love me anymore, and that our marriage is in great danger. When my husband doesn't take my hand, when he turns me into a clementine, when he doesn't ask me about my day, when he closes the shutters and draws the curtains before going to bed, when he interrupts me, when he forgets the name of a coworker I tell him about often, when he doesn't seem particularly eager to see me again, when he lets go of my hand in the street, when he doesn't answer one of my calls, when I catch him with his eyes open during a kiss, those moments set my marriage to a sad soundtrack. Each moment adds a bitter taste of solitude, waiting, and abandonment to our 15 years of love, and one moment can effortlessly cloud all of our years.